Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 68 years ago, today, in 1957, Soviet engineers launched Sputnik 2, carrying a small dog named Laika into orbit, demonstrating rapid progress in space-like capabilities. The successful orbital mission marked a major milestone in human curiosity and technological achievement, inspiring international focus on space exploration and scientific innovation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 4 to 6+ feet. Conditions remain clean through the morning, with the wind offshore at 2 miles per hour at 7 a.m. and increasing slightly to 3 miles per hour by 8 a.m. Expect a shift to onshore winds by 10 a.m. at 1 mile per hour, creating fair conditions for the rest of the day. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet, just before 7 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves in the 3 to 4 foot range on Tuesday, complemented by light southeast winds. Wednesday sees a slight decrease in size, with waves dropping to 2 to 4 feet and choppy conditions developing by the afternoon. A significant increase in swell on Thursday brings 4 to 10 foot waves, though choppy conditions persist throughout the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing up by mid-morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high near 73 and a light north wind. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 10, with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 57, and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 73 and a light south wind. Mostly cloudy nights Tuesday through Thursday will hold lows around 57, then Friday stays mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a milder night around 59. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, researchers at the University of California, San Diego have made an exciting discovery, uncovering an unpublished manuscript by Dr. Seuss, featuring the beloved Cat in the Hat that celebrates the United States. Titled Sing the 50 United States, this manuscript will be published next year, just in time for America's 250th anniversary. This marks the first full manuscript discovered since What Pet Should I Get? Was released posthumously in 2015. The manuscript was found at the Geisel Library, along with a cover sketch and notes by Theodor Geisel, and features new illustrations by artist Tom Brannan. Random House Children's Books plans to publish the book on June 2, 2026, with an initial printing of 500,000 copies. Now on to sports. In the latest NFL news, The Indianapolis Colts suffered a disappointing loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers with a final score of 27-20. Quarterback Daniel Jones struggled, leading to skepticism about his future and the Colts' Super Bowl aspirations. Despite a 7-1 record, doubts lingered due to this performance. Jones, who had been strong all season, faced pressure and made critical mistakes, resulting in 4 turnovers. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford shined for the Rams, throwing 4 touchdowns in a 34-10 victory over the New Orleans Saints. The Kansas City Chiefs also faced challenges, potentially impacting their playoff positioning after a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Cincinnati Bengals defense remains a concern following a last-minute defeat by the Chicago Bears. The Atlanta Falcons continue to struggle with kicking issues, while the Green Bay Packers lost to the Carolina Panthers in a surprising upset. These outcomes highlight the unpredictability of this NFL season. In local sports, Jim Harbaugh drew a strange comparison between quarterback Justin Herbert and Hall of Fame fullback Larry Zonka. In Week 9, the Los Angeles Chargers secured a victory over the Tennessee Titans with a score of 27-20. Despite a messy game, Herbert excelled, leading the team in rushing with 49 yards and a touchdown. Harbaugh's comparison, while somewhat tongue-in-cheek, highlights Herbert's impressive ability to play through contact. This capability is essential for the Chargers' offensive success, especially with injuries affecting their offensive line and running game. Herbert's rushing ability could be a key factor this season. In top news, more than 10 million YouTube TV customers lost access to ESPN, ABC, and other Disney channels Thursday night after contract negotiations over carriage fees collapsed. The dispute reflects broader tensions as programming companies demand higher fees for sports content, while pay television providers push back against rising subscriber bills. College football and NFL games are among the affected programming, with no clear resolution timeline. YouTube TV stated, "We know this is a frustrating and disappointing outcome for our subscribers. The blackout could lead to a $20 credit for subscribers if it lasts for an extended period." In business news, Donald Trump's grant of clemency to Changfeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, highlights failures and checks on presidential power. During a recent exchange with CNN's Caitlin Collins, Trump dismissed questions about the pardon, claiming Zhao had a lot of support and was persecuted by the Biden administration. Zhao, known as CEDES, was convicted for failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program and has a net worth of roughly $60 billion. Despite his controversial pardon, Trump continues to benefit from the cryptocurrency industry, raising concerns about corruption and the integrity of the American political system. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $108,000. Ethereum is down 6% to about $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The ocean is doing its best to absorb excess heat from greenhouse emissions, but once humanity achieves a net negative carbon economy, the consequences will be severe. A new study indicates that when cooling begins after fossil fuel use is stopped, the ocean will burp excess heat, resembling the effects of humanity's fossil fuel era. This emphasizes the urgency of reducing emissions. Achieving a net neutral world is crucial. The ocean produces 50% of our oxygen and absorbs 30% of atmospheric carbon. Even in an ideal climate scenario, heat trapped in the Southern Ocean could result in significant warming effects for decades. This research highlights the complexity of our climate goals, suggesting that the road to a healthier planet is still challenging. Entertainment news. The National Football League announces that Sting will headline the Super Bowl-branded concert amid controversy surrounding Bad Bunny. The Every Breath You Take singer will perform in San Francisco on February 6th at the Palace of Fine Arts, 2 days before Bad Bunny's halftime show. Sting's performance is part of the Super Bowl LX Studio 60 event, which promises unforgettable music entertainment. Tickets for Sting's concert start at $750 each. Despite criticism of Bad Bunny's selection for the halftime show, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains optimistic about the event. Sting previously performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2003. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American marine biologist and conservationist Sylvia Earle. And she said, "The ocean is the cornerstone of Earth's life support system, providing oxygen, regulating climate, and sustaining biodiversity. Yet it remains largely unexplored and undervalued." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.